It's one of the first things you learn in driver's ed. If a school bus is stopped and its lights are flashing, treat it like a red light. But Ken Cagle says a lot of drivers seem to be ignoring that.
We're trying to let people know you got to stop. It's very dangerous. You know, children get killed this way.
Cagle is the 911 supervisor for Raines County. He says the sheriff's office lately has been getting two or three calls a week about drivers whizzing past stopped and flashing school buses. And with only a few officers in the department and a lot of long stretches of fast country road, Cagle says Raines County needs the public's help to try to keep school kids safe.
To get it stopped, we have to start writing tickets. And to write tickets, we need the public's assistance to give us information of the type of vehicle and the plate number so we can go out there and then take a report from a witness, and then we can write a ticket on it. And once we start socking them with a $500 ticket, hopefully that'll stop them from doing this.
One other thing the sheriff's office wants well-meaning citizens to know is not to try to get directly involved with a driver who passes a bus.
Don't try to confront the person. Don't do anything to inhibit their traveling. One guy said, I'll park my truck across the road. Don't do anything like that. Don't honk your horn, flash your lights.
And by the way, that $500 ticket Cagle mentioned is a first-time offense. It only gets more expensive the more of those tickets you collect. For KETR News, I'm Scott Morgan.